You are listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. Many San Luis Obispo residents are concerned about a recently mailed notice regarding a lapse in water quality standards in the city. Testing found levels of a chemical that exceeded Safe Drinking Water Act requirements. Some San Luis Obispo residents are concerned about what's coming out of their taps these days, following notices sent out by the Public Utilities Department. The flyers alert water customers about chemical compounds called trihalomethanes. The city says consumption of these compounds over a long period of time can lead to liver, kidney, or central nervous system problems, and even an increased risk for cancer. The state requirement is 80 parts per billion or less, and city testing found that level had been exceeded, registering slightly more than 82 parts. Legally, the reading forced a public notice. Dean Furukawa is the city's water treatment plant supervisor. He says this is not an immediate health risk, but understands the public's concern.
I think the one thing we underestimated, if anything, was the response to this notification. It's the first notification of this type that we've ever had to do, at least in my career.
Furukawa says they found it difficult to get out the message required by regulators without overly alarming the public. He says just about every public water system in the nation has varying levels of trihalomethanes. The compounds form when chlorine comes in contact with organic material. The longer the water is in the pipes, the more compounds are formed. Furukawa says the drought is actually making the problem worse because not much water is moving through the system. There are also more organic materials in reservoirs because of lower lake levels. Simple carbon water filters like Brita or Pure will filter out some of these compounds. Currently, the city is researching options to correct the problem. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.